30,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
You are a caregiver, you've been one, you know of one, or you will be one. We have one out of every four households directly or indirectly caring for a disabled or an aging loved one. And with a 10% increase in the past 3 years, these numbers are not going down. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. And you can stream our show live at aginginforadio.com. Yes, the demands on the 65 million caregivers across the country can be so overwhelming, and especially if they feel they have little control over the situation, or they're in over their head, or if they're elderly themselves. And, you know, the stress of caregiving is left unchecked. It can take a toll on your health, your relationships, your state of mind, and eventually lead to burnout. And when you're burned out, it's tough to care for anyone, let alone look after someone that is really sick or aging. And this is exactly where my expert guests come in. Patricia Mannone is the founder and president of Partners in Senior Care, where their mission is the quality delivery of care services to the senior population. And welcome, Tricia, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I am glad to have you here. And Angie Landmesser is the Director of Business Development. And welcome, Angie, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. Glad to be here.
You know, I'm so proud of Partners in Senior Care. They are a lot of home care, private duty companies, especially in the Chicagoland area. I've heard there's over 600. And now, Tricia, you have managed and owned a home care company for over 20 years. Of course, Partners in Senior Care has been in business for the last 10. And what would you say is one of the important factors when choosing a home care company?
You really need to look for several things. I'm really glad in the last, I guess it's been 4 years, we've had licensure here in the state of Illinois. So you must be licensed by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Except that only gives you the bare minimums. You need to look at how long has an agency been in business. Don't want to hire the new kid on the block. They don't necessarily have the kind of experience that you're looking for. So how long has someone been in business? And like you said, we're going on our 11th year now in business. And before that, I managed someone else's company. So I've been a nurse for 45 years, and I've been involved with geriatrics and home care for 20 of those 45 years. And so you need to also look at the supervisor's credentials. Who is supervising the caregivers in the home? IDPH just says there has to be a supervisor. That can be anybody that owns an agency. So that could be a nurse, that could be a social worker, or it could be someone that used to be in IT and decided to start their own company when they were downsized.
That's why that's so important.
So you need to say, who owns the agency? Who's supervising the caregivers in the home? And how often are they coming in? So if you're an adult child and you're getting a caregiver for your mom or dad that has dementia, how often is someone coming in to supervise those caregivers? The Department of Health, Public Health only requires a visit every 90 days. I think we need to be in there a whole lot more frequently than that with someone with dementia. So you need to look at that. And our agency, if you're having around-the-clock care, we're in there every week or 2 weeks to make sure that the caregivers are doing what they're supposed to be doing and mom and dad are getting the care that they need to have.
Just like with any service industry or anybody coming to your house to do anything, you want really great lines of communication. I think that is that's a key not only for the person being cared for, but for peace of mind for the family members or who may have hired the agency.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to really be able to call. And you need to ask those same questions. If I need to get in touch with an agency, how do I get in touch with them at 10 o'clock at night on the weekend? Am I going to get your answering service or am I going to get a real person? Mm-hmm. In our agency, our phones are transferred to a cell phone that is carried by an on-call person. So you're always getting a person. I don't know about you. When I call in somewhere and it says, press 1 for English, press 2 to get customer service, press 3 for this, press 4 for that, I'm getting confused and frustrated. The average age of my client is 87. They have a little problem hearing, a little problem understanding. They're going to get extremely frustrated. So ours always goes to a person, mm-hmm. 24/7, and it's a person that works for our agency. So they know who Mrs. Jones is. They understand her problems, and they're able to relate to her right away because this isn't a stranger. They're not an answering service.
Well, I think on the service end of anything, if you are not above and beyond, you're going to have a lot of lows in your business. And the businesses that really do excel are providing an excellent level of customer service. I mean, that's really, at least as a consumer, that's what matters to me, and I know I'm not standing alone on this, which is another reason. I mean, when you talk about hiring an agency, even with the names out there that are franchise, I know you're not a franchise. There's a lot of really great franchises, and some of them are not working under that same greatness, even though they've got the name. So the question that you just said, how long have you been in business? They may have just bought this franchise, even though the name may travel all the way across the country. So knowing these things, another factor, too, I don't believe that people really realize you get to choose. Even if you're leaving a hospital and they say, you know, go with this home care private duty company. As a consumer, this is so important that people understand you get to choose who you want to work with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The client always gets to choose, whether that's home health care or home care. And while we're talking about that, people need to realize that home care agencies, or what we have always called private duty care, that there are two different types. There is what we would call a full-service home care agency, which is what Partners is. We employ our caregivers. We provide them with continuing education. We pay all of their taxes. We carry workman's comp, professional liability. We are their employer. If you're not pleased, you've hired an agency. You call me up, you say, Tricia, Angie, Susie's not working out so good. She's a lovely lady, but just not the right one for me. We'll send you someone different.
Mm-hmm.
There's another kind of agency that's called a placement agency, and that's a matchmaker. Once you've worked with them, that caregiver is your employee. You pay all the employer taxes, you need to have workman's comp or a rider on your homeowner's insurance because you're the one liable.
That's always a huge distinction. So
Partners
and Senior Care can be contacted at 847-548-1330. Their website is partnersinseniorcare.com. People do not understand that. And you were going to say something, Angie?
I'm saying we have a great tip sheet on our website at partnersinseniorcare.com. And we can share it for your website, too. It's called Becoming a Home Care Detective. And it's knowing the right questions to ask when choosing a home care provider. So all these questions that we just talked about, delving deeper, instead of asking, do you supervise your caregivers, is asking, how do you supervise your caregivers? Who supervises your caregivers? Are you available 24/7? They'll say yes, because they use an answering service. Instead, ask who answers the phone in the middle of the night? And so that can be found. Become a home care detective, knowing the right questions to ask, at our website, partnersinseniorcare.com.
Oh, that's so valuable. Better than that, just call Angie at 847-548-1330. You do cover the greater Chicagoland area, so you're able to really accommodate families. And I always go back to, you know, Chicagoland is really, who do you know? I mean, so much of it, when I look and we need this or we need that, a lot of it is, who can I go to that may know of this service provider or know of somebody that would know? I mean, you must hear this, too. I'm sure a lot of your business is going on the 11th year is based on referrals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have been very active in the Home Care Association of America. Angie sits on the Illinois board. I sit on the advisory board to IDPH. So we pretty much know everybody in the ballgame.
And you know what's going on, which, I mean, these little details, you know, the devil's in the details, as we all know. That's exactly what home care is all about. And we're going to find out coming up next. We're going to talk more about the consumer, what your needs are. And you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. And Partners in Senior Care is 847-548-1330. This is Aging Info Radio.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services, from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm Susan Wacky. And yes, it's always who you know. If you're a consumer, of course you're a consumer, and you're looking for something in the greater Chicagoland area. We all know, being Chicagoans, it is who you know. And I am here with Partners in Senior Care. I cannot stress enough, if you are in need of a home care private duty company, you want to contact Angie Landmesser at 847-548-1330 or go to their website, partnersinseniorcare.com. They are the best, if not one of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. And actually, Angie, you were best of Illinois in home care. And I, like I said, there's about 600 providers in the greater Chicagoland area, and you're one of the top two.
Yes, we were very lucky to receive a Leader in Excellence Best of Home Care Award from Home Care Pulse, which is an independent customer satisfaction survey company. And they survey clients from agencies all over the country, and we were awarded Leader in Excellence. And you can find any agency who's received that designation or Best of Home Care at bestofhomecare.com. So if you're looking for a loved one in another state, that's a great place to look, and you'll find a fantastic agency at that website at bestofhomecare.com.
I think it's so valuable that people know that, because the things that go on in a home with elderly when you're not with the right home care company can get pretty dark. And I'm sure you've heard this from people calling you after they've used an agency they may not feel comfortable with, or they've had a bad experience.
Do you see this?
Absolutely, we see that. And I think that it says a lot. I wish I could remember the person that had the quote, but how a nation is judged by how they take care of the very old and the very young. And we're all very cautious who we send in to be the caregiver for our children. And sometimes we're not so cautious when we look for our parents. And quite frankly, our kids are very verbal. They'll tell you what went wrong with their caregiver. Mom and dad might not be able to due to dementia or due to the fact that they're going to be more polite than their children. Mm-hmm. So it behooves us to hire well in the beginning because how we care for our elderly and our children says a lot about who we are.
And sometimes they won't say anything because if they complain about the caregiver, they're worried their adult child might then send them to the nursing home. And so they may not be as vocal as they otherwise would be.
Would be.
And so your words of wisdom right there, it's best to speak up. And it's best to call Partners in Senior Care.
Absolutely. And I say to clients when I go out and do their initial assessment, and I say to the families, having a caregiver is almost like being married to someone. And I look at the client, who is generally a woman, and I say, you know, Mrs. Jones, we all dated a lot of cute guys. We only married one.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my caregivers are good, but it might not be the right personality. So I'm going to check with you. Yeah. Day one, day two, the first week. And you tell me, as it worked out? And it's okay to just say, I just don't like the way she sings, or I don't like whatever.
Personality conflict.
Personality conflict. Let's find someone that you will like and will get along with you and be your best friend as well as your caregiver. And if you're with someone 8 hours a day, it's important to like them.
Yeah, it's important to get along and like them and enjoy being with them. Another thing that Partners in Senior Care does, now you're able to, if somebody calls in and, you know, we've got family members in Florida, Arizona, out of state, all over, there's areas of the country that you can automatically refer. Say a child calls in, an adult child, and their mother's in Arizona, and you know that she needs care.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of our connections with the Home Care Association of America, as well as the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers, and because we're active in those associations and go to their national conventions, we know quality agencies, quality senior advisors who can help loved ones throughout the United States.
Isn't that great? I mean, it's so great that there's organizations that are pulling this all together, because it used to be, well, I would just hire the person down the street, which is a huge liability, and hopefully we'll have time to get into that. But I'd like to know, I mean, a lot of elderly spouses, even adult children, you know, may not really know when they need the help. What are some of the signs or even warning signs that you know, it is time to look at hiring a caregiver?
Yes. We have another tip sheet on our website, and it's called 10 Warning Signs an Older Family Member May Need Help. And it was developed by the Elder Care Locator. And it talks about, has a family member's eating habits changed? Have they lost weight? Does it seem that they're missing meals? Is there a lot of spoiled food in the fridge? Are they neglecting their personal hygiene? Wearing dirty clothes, body odor? How about neglecting their home? Is their home now not as clean as you remember it? Are there piles of mail, piles of newspaper? Also looking at physical problems. Are there more bruises and bumps on their body that's showing they might be falling? Is there forgetfulness, unopened mail? Are they forgetting to pay bills? And you kind of want to get down to the bottom of it and why. You know, sometimes by bringing in a professional, you're actually learning these aren't so bad of problems. Or, you know, bathing. Is that they're bathing because they're afraid they're going to fall in the shower? So mm-hmm. we need to get some grab bars in or a caregiver to help just be there as a standby assist so they're not afraid to mm-hmm. shower anymore. Could all the stuff piling up on the counters be that they can't reach into the cupboard? So let's get a caregiver in to help move some of the pots and pans and dishes to a better location so that they're not, you know, reaching up or having to get on a step stool. Sometimes those piles are just because they can't move them to the location they used to be in. What other warning signs?
I think that those are excellent warning signs, and they do speak. Is there a fear of falling? Some of the times the bruises, you see the bruises, I've fallen, therefore I'm not going to take a shower. If mother or dad has arthritis, they can no longer reach high and reach low to put things around. So let's rearrange the cupboards so the things you need every day are where you can reach them. But adult children are sometimes afraid to ask those questions, so that's why it's a good idea to bring in a professional, because not only does the professional know to ask the questions, but the senior is willing to answer a professional's question rather than their child, who, as I say, you're always 10 in your mother's eyes, no matter how old you get. And so it's just a nosy kid. And so bringing in a professional to look at that, make some decisions, helps. Grab bars in the bathroom, getting rid of throw rugs, better dirty carpet than tripping on the throw rug.
Now, how does somebody know how much help is needed? Like, you know, they should hire you for 2 hours a day, or your minimum is, I believe, 4, right? Is that usually the average for home caregivers?
Yeah, four hours is standard.
I think that there are two different times that people call us. One big time that they call us is post-hospitalization. Someone's gone in, had a hip replacement, gone to rehab, and they're coming home. I usually suggest then let's start with a large amount of hours, maybe 24/7 for a couple days, just really see how a senior adapts back home. They've been in a hospital. They've been in skilled rehab. They've had a lot of help. And wean them off the help gradually. Mm-hmm. And that is the goal. If you're just been in rehab, my goal is to work myself out of a job. If you're having a cognitive decline, then we start out with small hours and work up. And there's an awfully lot that can be accomplished to keep people independent by utilizing 4 hours a day of help, 3 days a week.
And that's really a very small, that's, you know, interrupting a life, or not really interrupting a life, but going into a life just 4 hours, it's not so intrusive to start with. It's not so overwhelming. I'm here with Angie and Tricia. They are with Partners in Senior Care. They're actually founder, president, and director of business development. Their phone number is 847-548-1330. Yes, we are talking about home care today, and, you know, caregivers can go from heartache to heart disease overnight. It can be stressful and it can burn you out. And these are some of the reasons why you want to hire a professional. We're going to talk more about that coming up next. We're also going to find out, is home care always the answer, right here on Aging Info Radio.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at aginginforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine. Real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Get ready to chart the course and set sail at the 19th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, fun activities, and fabulous entertainment on the Lido Deck, there's going to be something for everyone. Make your plans now to be at the Drury Lane Oakbrook Terrace on August 26th and 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. Don't miss the boat. See you there.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burr Ridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burr Ridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, procrastination is the art of living in yesterday, ruining your today, and destroying your tomorrow. I'm here with Patricia Minoni and Angie Landmesser with Partners in Senior Care. We are talking about caregiver stress and burnout, or just hiring a caregiver, why you should hire a professional. And the stress and burnout is so apparent with the adult child or the elderly spouse that is caring for an aging loved one, or someone that is even caring for somebody that is disabled. I mean, there comes a time when it is best to hire a professional caregiver. As you said, Trishon Brake, it starts out caregiver creep.
Well, it does, because you start out just doing an hour a week. Take mom to the grocery store, get her to her doctor's appointments, and before you know it, you're working 40 to 60 hours a week. And unfortunately, then you begin to resent a spouse, resent a parent, and get real angry with your siblings for not helping out, and sometimes they just don't even know. But You don't ask.
Or you don't all agree, you know, we're all in this together. We all need to delegate times and duties, and no one wants to feel overwhelmed. Those conversations don't usually occur. There's a hero.
There's
a caregiver hero in every family, correct?
There is. There is. And it's really nice when the rest of the siblings recognize and appreciate the hero. But that isn't always the case.
Well, we don't want the hero to become the martyr, which can happen.
And it does happen often. And usually if somebody has cared for an aging loved one up until, you know, there is a transition, whether it be going into an assisted living or, you know, a moving on, whatever transition occurs there, usually by the end, that person is in Martyrville. Mm-hmm. Do you see it?
One of the best gifts you can give yourself is hiring a home care agency, hiring a professional company to bring in a caregiver so you can have meaningful time back with your loved one so that the time you do spend with your siblings, with your parent, with your aging spouse is meaningful time and not time where you're just doing or working for them.
Yeah, as I said, you know, as we move into the future and future generations, they'll say, I'm not qualified to do that. Why would I not hire a professional? And you want to call Angie at Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. Now, let's talk about caregiver stress and burnout, because a lot of baby boomers will be caring for an aging loved one. They pass, and then they're sick. And this sickness has come on due to a number of years of high stress. They're trying to be, like I said, superheroes.
Well, I think one of the big things that we've seen is people have aged well and consequently are dying later in life. The caregiver adult child used to be a 40-year-old woman whose children were pretty much raised. The caregiving adult child now is 60 to 70. So they themselves are older. They're caring for older, sicker parents. And they're trying to enjoy their grandchildren and help out there. So they're no longer a sandwich generation. They're panini generation. They are fried, grilled, and burned out.
Absolutely. I concur there.
And so I think that is the difference. I look at the fact that my mother helped take care of her parents, and she was 42. When I was helping take care of my mother, I was 62. Mm-hmm. And I'm still working and helping my mother-in-law, who is 93 and still flying and still Facebooking and Skyping, and I'm 67. Yeah. So it's not only my generation helping the seniors, but my adult daughters who are in their 40s also help grandma.
Definitely. Yeah, you see a lot of younger children working with the grandparents or being their caregiver or playing that role. And, you know, the parents are just pulled in different directions, whether it be career or, you know, being the provider of the home, you know, the source of income. So it's all, there's a lot of diversity there. But I still go back to, the more that I learn about this, I still go back to, you are much better off at least speaking to a professional caregiver company, doing your research, finding out, go to Partners in Senior Care and look at those areas that Angie talked about. I mean, they're very, the 10 warning signs and the other home care information of what to look for when you do hire, or better yet, just call Angie at 847-548-1330. I mean, you cover the whole Chicagoland area, and you're able to really resource for people.
Right, and we'll find them the right answer for them. Sometimes we've gone in, and the caregiving wife says, I need a caregiver to come help, you know, me with my husband. And we found out, you know, he would be better served going to an adult day program. He'll find better quality of life, and then you can get out and enjoy yourself. Yeah. So we've seen it over and over again. We've got lots of moms, lots of dads, lots of parents.
Yes, we're talking about caregiving today, and coming up next, we're going to continue this conversation with so much more right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yeah, speaking of moving forward, I always believe it's better to crawl, walk, and then run. We are talking about caregiving today, home care, private duty care. And a lot of people confuse that, as we've talked about, with home health care. But private duty home care is really where you work with the daily the activities of daily living. And I'm here with Patricia Minoni and Angie Landmaster with Partners in Senior Care. And let's talk about this, because one of the greatest things I've heard you say today is there's a four-hour minimum. And sometimes it's better to wean something into your life with a little ease and grace, where it's not this big thing that just takes over your life and you've got somebody sitting with you 24/7. It doesn't work very well.
None of us want to be with someone 24/7 unless you're a 20-year-old young and in love. Otherwise, you don't. You don't.
Right.
But a four-hour minimum, and Angie will speak of that, can give you some maximum benefits.
Right, and another tip sheet we have, and we'll make sure they're all on the front page of our website at partnersinseniorcare.com, four-hour minimum maximum benefits can help out so much. A little bit of help can allow a senior to remain independent longer. And so a caregiver can come in, help with medication reminders, assist with bathing and dressing, prepare a little lunch, change the bed linens, starting a load of wash, tidying up the family room in the kitchen, preparing an evening meal and placing that in the fridge, and taking out the trash, and you know, the shift is done. And that's a lot of help to do some laundry, to make sure that the senior's taking the meds, and really a nice introduction to home care where it's just, you know, just a little bit of help. And
even coming in once a week to start. You know, Wednesdays is my caregiver 4-hour day. They come in and they look and make sure that, you know, what's going on with me. And then they're getting familiar with your company. They're getting familiar with the caregiver, which is really beneficial when you need more than 4 hours. So it's not something you think, I don't ever want anybody in my home. And I think in the greatest generation, there's some of those boundaries that they're just... No, families always took care of families.
Mm-hmm. And I can do it myself. Yeah. That greatest generation, I can do it myself. And I think that's a real American spirit, you know, that pioneer, I can do it attitude. But sometimes asking for a little bit of help allows you to do it yourself a whole lot longer.
Oh, definitely. You know what? There's also confusion with home care and home health care with the costs and how it's paid for. And unfortunately, it's not a wellness program yet, but I see it progressively. It is really that. I mean, it's extending lives.
It is extending life. And there is a big difference. Home health is a Medicare benefit, but it provides very minimum home care. It's going to send in a physical therapist for 1 hour, three times a week. It's going to send in a certified nursing assistant, 1 hour, three times a week. Nurse will visit every 2 weeks. So you get about six and a half hours per week post-hospitalization rehab, not just for wellness. There has to be a medical reason for it. So right now, who pays for home care is private pay. That's why you want to get your biggest bang for your buck, 4-hour minimum with maximum results, and long-term care insurance covers it. And there are some VA benefits. It's called aid in attendance. Anyone can call us at our office, 847-548-1330. We will put you into contact with people that are experts on it and will not charge for any application. It's for veterans that have served during war years, World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
And their spouses.
And their spouses, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it's something to know about, and we're happy to tell you about it, and we're happy to put you in the right contact with the right experts.
So if I were to call you, I was calling Angie at 847-548-1330. Angie, I need your help here. I've got a family member or an aging loved one, and I'm not certain. How does it work?
That's a great question. We always start by sending out a professional geriatric care manager, and a registered nurse comes out, meets with the family, sits down, talks to you. There's never a charge for that. So we really want to get a good understanding. I mean, a family might think they know the list of things their loved one needs help with, but until we're in the homes looking and meeting the caregiver or meeting the client, the senior, talking to them, then we can make a recommendation on the best caregiver to send in and what their needs are on a day-to-day basis. And we'll work out a plan that meets the medical needs of the client as well as their psychosocial needs, and in a way that the client feels they want to accept care. And then we bring in the caregiver. So it's personalized for every senior. It's not a cookie-cutter menu kind of service.
Mm-hmm. No assembly line.
Yeah.
And those assessments can be done in the evening. They can be done on the weekend. It is our family helping your family, mm-hmm. And that means whenever your family needs the help, nights, weekends, we can have a nurse out to do the assessment, get the right care in place.
Well, I would mm-hmm. think that through the journey of caring for somebody that's aging, you get to know the family and the person pretty well. Yeah,
absolutely.
I can see that. Well, I'm here with Angie and Tricia. We are talking about home care today. That's private duty home care. This is Aging Info Radio. And coming up next, I'm going to get their words of wisdom for the day, all about home care and why you want to hire a professional caregiver right here on Aging Info Radio.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
Erin and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value price suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susie Wacky, your host, and I'm here with Angie Landmesser and Patricia Minoni. They're with Partners in Senior Care. We've been talking about caregiver stress and why you want to hire a professional caregiver, especially with Partners in Senior Care. Well, Tricia, give us some words of wisdom. You can give us many words of wisdom because I'm a huge advocate in hiring a professional caregiver.
I think as we were talking on break, I think it is really important to hire a professional caregiver. And that doesn't mean that you as the adult child or the spouse aren't caregiving. You are caregiving by providing the right person to do the direct physical care. I have been a caregiving adult child, and yes, those were my employees, but I didn't supervise them. I allowed one of my other nurses to supervise the caregivers so that I could enjoy the last months with my mother as her adult child, to have the conversations that you need at end of life and not worrying about taking the garbage out, buying the diapers, buying the food, or doing all of those kinds of things. My role was to sit there and enjoy and share with my mother and thank my mother for the wonderful life she had given me and all that she had been to my father, and to transition so there are no regrets at the end.
Yeah, that's important.
And no bitterness that I had had to do all these things.
Yeah, to be working as a caregiver. What about you, Angie?
I really think that by having professional supervision, you have the nurse who can come in and really understand what a client can do for themselves is client dignity. We were involved in a case where a client had private caregivers who kept the client, kept this fabulous woman in bed, and they fed her. Well, she was more than capable of feeding herself. And when we came in, our caregiver said, "This is unacceptable. We're going to get her up and get her dressed." And she was then lived the rest of her life doing for herself independently.
Yeah. And involved in life.
Yeah, keeping the independence for the as long as possible. Well, I want to thank you both for being on Aging Info Radio today. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Jackson, a two-year-old male Jack Russell Terrier mix. And you can get in touch with Jackson at Paws Chicago at 773-935-935. Paws, and of course, Jackson is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Jackson. He's looking for a good home like yours. Let's see, Land Trust, a simple and affordable way to avoid probate, the Land Trust solution. Choose who inherits your home with one simple form. The home will then pass outside of probate to who you choose, and this saves families thousands in legal fees, time and aggravation, and it also helps keep your assets away from creditors. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And I really want to say that Partners in Senior Care is just one of the best home care private duty companies in the Chicagoland area. They do an outstanding job. And if you are overwhelmed by caregiving, you give them a call at 847-548-1330. You will be so glad you did. And thank you for listening today. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Tom, nice bike. When'd you get it?
Yesterday. My wife, she says I'm having a midlife crisis, but I told her.